Blog Talk Radio.
Salvation is deliverance and redemption. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For Yah the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. His heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before Yah, the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. And we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. And whenever I see hardship, I put the word mind, as in the rebellion, and as in the day of trial in the wilderness. Now let me go back to verse 8 here. It says, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. And what comes to my mind is Korah rebellions. You'll find that in the book of Numbers, chapter 16. Let me repeat that. You'll find that in the book of Numbers, chapter 16, and it's Korah's rebellion. You can spell that K-O-R-A-H. And what it was is there were a group of men who wanted power, the power that Moses had. And at any rate, when you read the chapter, you'll find out that God chose Moses to do his will. Let's go to verse 9. When your fathers tested me, they proved me, though they saw my work. For 40 years, I was grieved with that generation. He was sorrowful and sad with that generation, and said, is It is a people who go astray in their hearts. And remember, whenever I see the word heart or hearts, I put replace that in my mind with the word mind. And they do not know my ways. So I swore in my wrath, and wrath is rage or anger. They shall not enter my rest. I have read to you in its entirety Psalms 95, a call to worship and obedience. I am so happy that I am obedient to the call of God. He told me to feed his sheep. And this is what I do. I read. Sheep, did you stop to pray this morning as you started on your way? If yes, let us pray again. Pray with me. Our Father God in heaven, we sheep come to you in prayer and humble ourselves with thanksgiving in our mind, thanking you for keeping us safe in our sleep from the evil one. We thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. We sheep all thank you. So thank you for giving us sound, sane mind, excellent health, family, love, peace, unity, courage, prosperity in all things, restoring us as a people, unifying us lost sheep, awakening us from this deep sleep we have been in for years, for protecting us and our teenage males from being murdered by the oppressor. I pray this prayer in your son's name. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Sabbath is observed Friday evening to Saturday evening. Read it. It's in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. It's our time for rest and to keep holy. I read to you from the New King James Version of the Bible. It may read a little different from yours. A word here or there may be different, but it's pretty much the same. I want you to have your pen or pencil and paper. I have good news to share with you today. Well, this morning, I was watching a program one day this past week, and this is what I want you to write down, Sheep, because I want you to Google on your internet, G-O-O-G-L-E. Google what I'm going to tell you right now. Newspaper article, Sun Times, 1999, DNA. Now, let me just spell it out for you, just in case some of you may not know or you do know. But let me just spell it out to you. N-E-W-S-P-A-P-E-R. That's one word. Article. A-R-T-I-C-L-E. That's the next word. Sun, S-U-N, Times, T-I-M-E-S, 1999. And then put DNA. And I want you to scroll down to where you see, DNA ties, T-I-E-S, African group to Jews, support long-time Lemba, L-E-M-B-A, claims. Now, let me just read to you what I want you to read from Google. It says, a team of geneticists has discovered that Lemba men carry DNA sequence that is distinctive to the Kohanim, C-O-H-A-N-I-M, a hereditary set of Jewish priests, the New York Times said Sunday. The priests also are different from rabbis, perform certain ritual rules. The Lemba, who practice circumcision. Keep one day a week holy and avoid eating pork. And this is what my ministry tells you, not to eat pork. Now, let me come pick up where I left off. Or pork-like animals long have asserted they are of the Jewish heritage. The time said, the discovery of the common DNA sequence stemmed from research into the Jewish tradition that priests are the descendants of Aaron, the elder brother of Moses. And this is what I mentioned last week when I read to you about the feast of Yah the Lord. We are the lost children of Israel. In fact, we are those who are in Israel now who say they are Jews and are not, but are the children of Satan. You read that in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 9. And when I read Revelation, this is what got me interested in, well, who are those people? And I find out now, and I've just given you proof from the newspaper article Sun Times, 1999, DNA, that we are the lost sheep of Abraham. Read in the book of Exodus, chapter 15, and verses 13 and 14, and I'll read it to you right now. And I'm going to let you know that in 1619, according to the history book that I had years and years ago, said that Africans were brought to Jamestown in 1619 as slaves. Now, in the book of Genesis, chapter 15, verses 13 and 14, let me just read this to you. Then he said to Abram, and this is God talking to Abram. He said, know certainly that your descendants will be strangers in the land that is not theirs and will serve them, and they will afflict them 400 years. Well, in 2019, that would be the 400th year. In 2020, I expect this to happen to us. Verse 14, also the nation, the United States of America, whom they serve, I will judge. This is what God is saying to Abram. Afterwards, they shall come out with great possessions. And this is what I expect to happen to us in 2020. And if it doesn't, I still believe that it will. And it's one of the reasons why I think that the oppressor is opposition or putting himself in position now in Detroit, taking it over from us long-time black folk who have been in rule for at least the last 40 years. Nonetheless, I want you to Google newspaper article, Sun Times, 1999, and then put DNA, and it'll come up. I want you to go under where it says DNA ties African groups to Jewish support. Longtime Limbaugh claims, and the Limbaugh, L-E-M-B-A, that's a tribe that's over in Africa. And when I read Nehemiah, it's going to tell you and that we were scattered. Let's start at the book of Nehemiah in the Old Testament. You know, a lot of times, see, those who have been listening to me know that I ramble sometimes. I ramble too long. Let's start reading from the book of Nehemiah. Then let me check how many minutes I have left. Excuse me, I spoke. The words of Nehemiah, the son of Hechadiah, it came to pass in the month of kiss love. In the 20th year, as I was in Shushan, the citadel, and citadel is like a castle or a fortress, that Hananiah, one of my brothers, came with men from Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews who had escaped, who had survived the captivity, and captivity is imprisonment. Remember, I read to you, I think it was in Isaiah 61, where it says that Jesus came, well, his name is Yahshua, but I use the word Jesus because I have been brought up with that. I'm trying to overcome using the word Jesus all the time. His name is Yahweh, and Yahshua is the Father's name. Captivity means imprisoned. And in Isaiah, I think, 61, Yahweh came for those who are brokenhearted and to set the captives free. And we in America, we still are captives. I mentioned Detroit a moment ago, how the oppressor is moving into place, taking Detroit over. I'm watching it. And if you watch what's going on in the city of Detroit, you will know that as well. I am in Nehemiah chapter 2, at the end of chapter 2, captivity and concerning Jerusalem. Now, we know now that the letter J was invented 30 to 40 years after King James commissioned this book of the Bible. You know, so that lets me know, as in Psalms, I think 83, verse 5, where we have been conspired on. We were once in Rome. We are the true Jews, the real Jews. And I'm not mad at those who say they are Jews and are not, because God is going to handle that situation shortly. We're in Nehemiah, verse 3. And they said to me, the survivors who are left from captivity in the province, are there in great distress. And what is this distress? This means that they're sad, they're broken down. You know, they are feeling bad. People are mistreating them. And reproach. Reproaches mean that they are being criticized and disapproved of being in their territory. The wall of Jerusalem is also broken down, and its gates are burned with fire. If you watch the news today, you see that people are leaving their country because of war, and they're going into another country. And this is what I'm trying to convey to you, what happened to the real Jews back in the day when Jerusalem was taken over. We're in Nehemiah chapter 4, and I need to stop rambling because I want to read this. Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 4. So it was when I heard these words that I sat down and wept and mourned for many days. I was fasting and praying before God of heaven. And I said, I pray, Lord God of heaven, O great and awesome God. Awesome means breathtaking and stunning. You who keep your covenant, and covenant is a contract or an agreement, and mercy with those who love you and observe your commandments. Verse 6, please let your ear be attentive and your eyes open that you may hear the prayer of your servant, which I pray before you now, day and night, for the children of Israel, your servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against you. And that's true, Heavenly Father, God. Both my father's house and I have sinned. We have acted very corruptly against you and have not kept the commandments, the statutes, nor the ordinances that you commanded your servant Moses. You'll find that, those in the book of Leviticus, but I especially want you to read Leviticus chapters 18, 19, and 20. It tells you the things that you should not do, such as man sleeping with man, woman sleeping with woman, getting tattoos. It tells you those things. We're in Nehemiah chapter 8. Oh, it also tells you, I think it's in maybe Leviticus chapter 11, you're not supposed to eat certain things. You're not supposed to eat pork. You're not supposed to import pork chops, bacon, ham. You're not supposed to eat certain fish. Fish that do not have scales, like catfish, doesn't have scales, nor does tuna. So read Leviticus so that you will know what it is you are supposed to do and should not do. We're in Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 8. Remember, I prayed the word that you commanded your servant Moses, saying, if you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the nations. And this is what has happened to us folk in America. And I'm trying to get out of the habit of calling myself an African-American when I just read to you what is on Google. I hope they will not take it down, just like they won't tell you about the Edict of Milan. And that's come, the Edict of Milan, spelled E-D-I-C-T of O-L. M-I-L-A-N. You look that up on the computer. That comes from the Roman Emperor Constantine, who changed the Sabbath worship to Saturday worship. And if you did not do as that person said, you would get murdered. You know, it was his law, but not God's law. And that reminds me of what Daniel said about I can't think of it right now because I want to read this. The abomination of desolation. And that's where men will change laws for themselves to make them, for you to rule over, to make them rulers. We are followers of Yahweh. We are followers of the Old Testament as well as some of the New Testament. I am in verse 8. Remember, I pray the words that you commanded your servant Moses, saying, if you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the nations. And that happened to us. We are the ones that got scattered. But if you return to me and keep my commandments and do them, though some of you were cast out, some of you were excluded to the farthest parts of the heavens, yet I will gather them from there and bring them to the place which I have chosen as a dwelling for my name. Pastors, get out of that Sunday. That's for the heathen. That is not for us black folk who were slaves in the United States of America. Verse 10. Now, these are your servants and your people whom you have redeemed by the great power and by your strong hand. Yah, O Lord, I pray, let me start verse 11 again. Yah, O Lord, I pray, please let your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant and to the prayer of your servants who desire to fear your name, and let your servant prosper this day. I agree, let us prosper. I pray, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man. For I was the king's cupbearer. Now, a cupbearer is one who serves the drinks to the royalty, to the nobles. He serves wine. I heard another preacher once preach that the cupbearer would drink from the king's wine or whatever he's drinking first before he served it to the king, so that if someone poisoned the wine or whatever the drink is, it would, the cupbearer would go first. That ends the reading of chapter 1 of Nehemiah. Let's read chapter 2. Nehemiah sent to Judah. And it came to pass in the month of Nisan, in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes, when wine was before him, that I took the wine and gave it to the king. Now I had never been sad in his presence before. Therefore the king said to me, "Why is your face sad, since you are not sick? This is nothing but sorrow of heart." Then I became dreadfully afraid and said to the king, "May the king live forever. Why should my face not be sad when this city, the place of my father's tomb, lies waste and its gates are burned with fire?" Then the king said to me, "What do you request?" So I prayed to the God of heaven, and I said to the king, "If it pleases the king, and if your servant has found favor in your sight, I ask that you send me to Judah, to the city of my father's tomb, that I may rebuild it." So the king said to me, the queen also sitting beside him, "How long will your journey be, and when will you return?" So it pleased the king to send me, and I set him a time. Furthermore, I said to the king, "If it pleases the king, let letters be given to me for the governors of the region beyond the river, that they must permit me to pass through till I come to Judah, and a letter to Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, that he must give me timber to make beams for the gates of the citadel, which pertains to the temple, for the city wall, and for the house that I will occupy." And the king granted them to me according to the good hand of my God upon me. Then I went to the governors in the region beyond the river and gave them king letters. We're going to stop here at verse 9 of chapter 2 of Nehemiah and come back next time. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we say, thank you for all the things that you do for us, especially your constant protection from the evil one. In Jesus' name, I pray. Remember, take our Father God along with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be back with you next time. I want you, to purchase this book, How to Eat and Live Longer. Go to www.eatandliveelonger.com and purchase this book. It'll tell you how to live. Remember, our Heavenly Father God loves you, and I'll be with you next time, if it's God's will.
Help your child. Come on.